You know, it goes back to I love Jason. It was a reaction thing. I wouldn't want to have anyone else right there. And he reacted and he had my back. And I'll support Jason Peters forever. So I have his back and he reacted. That's why, you know, that's why I feel comfortable in that pocket, because my old linemen had me and they're going to protect me no matter what. It's a family. We all support each other. We stick together. And that's the big thing.
You know, everybody goes out there and plays their hearts out on Sundays for each other. And, you know, you're going to be passionate about what you do and you want to be the best. So, you know, Kerry's that type of person where he plays passionate, you know, wears his heart on his sleeve and wants to be the best and wants to play good at all times. So, you know, just knowing how he is, you know, we always talk and we always, you know, figure out a way to make things better. And that's really what he wanted.
Right now, we're very happy with who we have out there in the situation we have. And we're very, very pleased with Boykin, what he's doing and what he brings. I can't say enough about him. It's a starting position for us. I know it isn't to you guys, but the nickel spot is a starting position that plays in every game. They dictate with what personnel group's in, you know, what we're going to match them with. I think since we've been here, Brandon's done a great job of getting better and better. And you saw at the end of the game, he made two key plays for us. And we love what he's given us, and we love what he's bringing.
How does it change, though?
Oh, it's so much nicer. When you're declared what your job is, it's so much better. Because when you're sitting on the sideline, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what you should prepare for. You don't know where you're going to be. You don't know what you're going to do in that day. But now, going into a game, I know exactly who I'm playing. I know exactly what we're doing. I know exactly what my job is going to be declared as at the start of that game. Thank you.
Well, he's done a good job for us. You know, I can't tell you why guys get here. We all get here in different ways. So he's here, and while he's been here, he's done a great job for us. Not every first-round draft pick makes a team and has a great career. We've seen frequently where guys that were not high picks or free agents that have had outstanding careers, so none of that really matters. What matters to us is since he's been here, he's first done what was necessary to make the team, and then given an opportunity to play, he's gone in there and done well.
Nothing really, you know, sticks out. We're doing anything different. We don't have any different calls when in the first half and second half. Playing the same things, but I think just coming out playing better in the second half, I don't think there's a lack of focus or anything. I think we just, some plays are being made on us in the first half, and we want to play better. We have to play better, get off to a better start, but at the end of the day, it's all about the finish.
And this, yeah, we factor everything, and we look at every player as an individual. So what we do with Trent Cole is different than what we do with Marcus Smith. What we do with D'Amico Ryans is different than what you do with Casey Matthews. It's all, and every player on a daily basis, with the strength coaches, when they get here in the morning, we sit down with every guy and where are you? What do you need? What is it? Is it a hamstring? Is it a hip? Is it a shoulder? Is what? Because everybody is different, and there are a wide variety of ages. You have guys in their 30s, but you also have guys fresh out of college. So we're aware of that, and that's how we've always handled it.